They brought in some heavy artillery. Random Mishnah Brewer that came out. They have comments on these things. Shin Chav Aleph, Shalatzi and Peva. So the Peva is going on the Mishnah Brewer. Svad Misama Ches. Talking here about Charosis. There's Aleph Adar Sheni. So it's time to talk about Pesach, right? Coming up soon. What does it say? You have Pesach on Shabbos. You forgot to make your Charosis before Shabbos. So the day of Kamaisa, Mutalite and Amashka B'Shabbos, Lehitra B'Kaf El B'Yetzba. Okay, that's the first opinion. Da'as Yesh Omrim, Mr. Pasen like Rebbe, Gam ze osur. Im lo shiyas osur gam kein rako. Okay? V'shomen. If it's rako, then it's okay. But if it's not rako, forget about it. The minute you pour the liquid in, pour wine into the solid ingredients, boom, you're over right away. Pevov, prima god. Ayin shom. Shekotov shiyasena rako, machmas ze. Right, because according to the opinion of Rebbe, it's also Raka's mutter. So make a charosis Raka. Docha, David Svasa Ba'ova. He's the big Gemara, the first one up Sophim. Catch his last words. Emsher, the Kaman, the Be'ez, or Asiya, Hoysa Ova. You make it Ova. Shuv ain't the Hakrit Bazet. Strange, right?
No real myth.
He's saying a chiddush nifl in hilchos charosis, which is not our topic right now. Right. We're not learning psachim. It's a chiddush nifl in hilchos charosis, but it's also a chiddush nifl in hilchos Shabbos. We learned yesterday the Chazanish said that to pour the whole thing in at once, because if you're pouring in a little bit at a time, right now it's over. How's it help later on to pour in more? So sure enough, on the side of this brand new Mishnah Brewers, there's so many different pages here. Get the right one to find the comment. Here we go. The Chora Kavona, Shenosin Amashka, the Socha Charosin, the Serugin, a little bit at a time. The Kavish and Betchila, Nosin Mashkin Mwotin, Dai Bazel, the Tzeh, the Masham Chazal, Shemitzvos Ababu, a Chiddush Nifl, Nifl's Pesach, we're not going into that now. The Ayin Behoris, Mashiach Lahori Bazel. So in his Heoris, what they call Tziun Behoris, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch itself, he has over here, a lot of stuff. This is in Os. Kuf Pei. He quotes the Chazanish. He says he doesn't understand. He doesn't understand. Mashma shagam the balachumu shaposuk a rebbe. Ev shalitim betchila mashkin muwatim haruyam lasos bila ova. Vakachakach lahostiv mashkin mashatei bila loser rakam. Which is exactly what the Chazon Ish is absolutely prohibited. That's a good comment. So now, Rabosai, we spoke yesterday, somebody asked me to say, Shalom Eitz Medrash. You're allowed to make hot chocolate. Not so official now. It's cooked before. Can you mix hot chocolate into water? I said, hot chocolate? Hot chocolate, right? What's the expression I used yesterday? Mayim Achurim. So I told you, we discussed Mayim Achurim from a different area of halacha, not in Hilchos Shabbos, but in Hilchos Brachos, Uchala. So I dug up something. People want to look it up. There's a sefer I have on Brachos, with a discussion of what's considered to be a blila or a blila raka, or even less. Okay? This is the an expression of the Meiri. Meiri says, hold on a second, please. Oh. Put it this way. The Meiri says, Avablila Raka Lagamre, Ke'ein Mayim Achurim. Same words. Same words. Ke'ein Mayim Achurim. Ein Afia B'yavesh Mechai Vosa. So the Meiri is saying, the expression Lila Ava Lila Raka is a Mishnah in Chala. And the more comments, it's relevant to Chala, it's relevant to Brochas. So it comes according to the Meiri, there are three levels. Lila Ava. Lila Raka, as he puts it, in Tsas Gilgal, there's a little bit of kneading going on. And Lila Raka without Gilgal at all, which is Mayim Achurim. Okay? So, if this is the case, the question will be, well, what about our cake? Also, I heard some bakers in this room. They said if he's not a baker, who knows how to bake in this room a little bit? Oh, we have at least a handful of bakers. So when you bake a batter for a sponge cake, a chocolate cake, what is it? Is it Bli Laraka or is it Mayim Achurim? In other words, is it something which is just, you know, cloudy water, or is it more, you know, a kind of a blob or something like that? It's got some kind of some gilgal that you see, some kind of mixing which is like, now the real gilgal, you know, if you have ever made baked bread or challah, or even some of these hard cookies, chocolate chip cookies, it's a hard, very hard, I wouldn't use the word bad, I'd use the word dough. I think in our language, if it's hard, it's called dough. Don't call it batter. The question if it's called, if it's a batter, there could be different kinds of batters. Some are thicker and some are very thin. They pour like water. If it pours like water, that's called Mayim Achurim. So our batter seems to be somewhere in between. With the little life experience I've seen, the tanker just pours right out. It pours right out. No, I'm not exactly sure what's what. Why is it relevant? Rabbi Chaim Brisk was quoted in his part of the world, which is Lithuania, and the Avnei Nezer quotes the same thing in his part of the world, in Poland, that the bakers would not be mafish challah on their sponge cake and on their chocolate cake. And the question is, why not? Shulchanoch is the parish of Nichol Challah. You have Lila Raka followed by an Afia, Yechayim and Challah. The Avnei Nezer rejects the opinion which says that if the batter pours, it's treated as mevashel b'mashke. Well, we could say that's what the Meiri says. That's what the Meiri says. Of course, from both sides, there may be those who argue with this Meiri and say Yechayv anyway. And therefore, Rav Chaim Brisk was quoted as saying, "Was chalas chutzlart." You have a right to be more lenient. But the question that becomes, most of you are probably don't involve yourselves too much in Afrashas Chala. Could be because you don't bake, or the amounts are too small. But what about the halachic status of cake? I cannot imagine that no one in this room has ever eaten cake before. What is cake? What is cake? You say, what cake? It's bar mitzvahs, of course. But we know, Rabbi Osai, that if you could, let's say you have cookies, let's start with that, Danish cookies. Now we call that pasta bobekisten. If you have a lot of it, you have to wash the bench. I'm sure you learned about that. If you have too much to eat, the kovei suda, you have to wash the bench and pasta bobekisten. Here's the big question. What about cake? Should cake be the same as cookies? Or should they know? It's just mayim achurim. Mayim achurim. Not clear. So we have to assume that those who assume that you would in fact wash the bench and a lot of cake, you're assuming it's presumably not Mayim Achurim, it's intended to be a Bli Laraka. I just wanted to show you some of these things which are, I wrote here on the Yonim of Brochus and Challah, that the expression Mayim Achurim that we saw quoted over here in Ilchus Shabbos is literally the words of the Meiri in Ilchus Challah as well. Okay? The Be'iri can be found in the Sech the Baruchas, Daf Lama Zayin. Give a look, I think it's there. Okay, just wanted to bring that to your attention as an opening note. Okay, now we're going to get back to Hilchos Shabbos. That's our main topic, is Hilchos Shabbos. Let's see the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos has what to say on the question which we raised at the end of the shiur yesterday. People are doing things which are somewhat questionable. Yeah, I remember to bring it in, so I forgot the page number. It's Siv Chof Ches, here in Perek Ches. Okay. See what it says? Habol ahochem b'shabbos beisa ketzutza. Machal osim b'beitzim u'betzolim ketzutza. Okay, they have eggs, and they have onions, and you cut them, and you make some kind of a combination. So he goes into the details, which I'm not going to go into right now, not our onion. He says, v'noagin lahosif t'tarobes u'shemen b'yein choshishin. The meaning is to be makel. Not to reverse the order of putting it in the bowl, not to use either your finger or a spoon going only up and down and sideways without going around and around. Why not? Tov yaseh im yishanem en aseidah v'nesinas hashemem uv'ofan ha'b'chisha. To reverse the order, as well as having a different kind of mixing. Uchanal, it's good, but you don't really have to. Why not? Why don't you have to? Nirul Yashin Minig Olam gives three distinct answers, Rabbi Osai, to defend the Minig Olam of making this kind of salad in a normal fashion, even though it really should be prohibited. Okay? What are the reasons? One, Tilul David says, okay? We saw the Gemara. Ma'at ma'at is mutter. Etc. That's based on the Gemara. The Gemara says that ma'at ma'at is itself a shinui, which permits it. Now, of course, we don't understand. Why should this be considered a shinui? if we're making this salad of eggs and onions on Tuesday, we do exactly the same thing. What kind of shinui is this? You remember what we saw in yesterday, the Ramban's trap. Ein davar ela b'merubah. So it's normally done merubah, you do a little bit, that's a shinui. Here, the same way you prepare it on Shabbos morning, you do it on Tuesday morning. It's hard to understand this. Okay, let me see what it says. Base. Eishel Avraham Tinyana. That's printed in the back of everybody's Shulchan Aruch. At least the big Shulchan Aruch, anyway. The Buchacharov. The Kol She'enem of Furor. The egg. Kikemach. Unless you made it into small pieces like flour. Lo Shayach Isolisha. And here, the pieces of the salad. Are the egg salad are big. Nothing doesn't even come close to being like flour. Okay. The second reason. Third reason from Shlomo Zalman. The kaven shirotzim rakla arbev. You just want to mix it. Umakpidim shelo yishavu mamash gushecha. You don't want that the eggs and the onions with the oil should be a hard block. You don't want a hard block. Ain't the choshim in Torah kablila oven. Okay? Because you don't want it to be a hard block. A hard block is like dough to bake bread. Avsher ashal kosav lahatim b'kein zeh. V'kosav abach azeh she'ein lahakil b'zeh. Me'omen hadas. And the mishnebrua samaches machmir even at tarovah shal tznon amulafon yachad amchomet. Avsher gam shom akbidim shloyes dapku yachad. You don't want that your radish and your pickles, cucumbers with onion with vinegar should come one. So therefore, we obviously don't accept this leniency. We call it mitzir if mizesh habeitzik from mevusheles. The egg's already cooked. The chenem osif from kaved. You add onion. You add liver, which is common. Shigavu kvar mevushel. And the butzel and the shemes came tavel in the kach. That's only like a spice. And Mishabur writes in Sif Yudalat Bilocha Shema. For Kloyos, it's considered Dovah Shenef of an Espashel. Afim Nosin Mashkel Megabel. Ena Choshev Kolosha. The Ketikin Ochel Bialm. It's already edible. Gam kach gam kan. And he says, Chozel it's the Rufi. Shekemesh the Miskalkel Veidugila Sosa the Samach Achila. Efshet the Choshev Mishum kach. Ke'al yad. That's the second pshat bi'alacha, the Ritva. Shatama the show you ganke mishum the choshev kiderech achila v'lo kolosh. So therefore, ein la'arach ha'minik shayonog ha'mesel k'harbe migdole ha'toro v'ayira. We don't want to go against, it's better to do it before Shabbos, it's better to do it for Shinun, but there's the minig Yisrael by Torah, migdole, Torah v'ayira, to do it this way, you have to try to defend it. The last svara, I understand. The last svara. The saying al yad means what's meant for the immediate use, and it's shas achila, especially if it's going to get ruined if you do it earlier. I'm not sure if we get ruined these days, put in the refrigerator. But I can begin to understand it. Ad kan, Rabosai, the three svaras. The three svaras. Fine? Fine. Nafkamina, Rabosai, in my opinion, here in Sif. He's very strict over here. I should say he's lenient, according to Minhag L'Hakel. Okay? What about the following case? I thought it's exactly the same thing. And here he takes a stricter line, at least on top. Muto la'arbe b'shas atzorech. Toch shinuyim hale'el. Mayonnaise v'chatichos dog tuna. Ma'isim b'choyom shalashudis. Right? You make tuna with mayonnaise. He requires the shinuyim, plural shinuyim. Got to reverse the order. The reverse icing is every normal person that I know about puts the tuna in before the mayonnaise. Is that correct? Anyway. No, put the mayonnaise in first. Well, I said, what are you crazy? The Rebbe said, do it that way. Put the mayonnaise in first. And then you have to mix it. Either use your finger, which, or if you're using a spoon, just use. Shesi v'yorek. Caught the Rashi only once. Caught the sun. And otherwise, okay, do it repeatedly. You have to take the spoon out each time, as the Chazon should explain. So what? It seems to me that all the leniencies he said later on with respect to the egg salad should apply to the tuna salad as well. Seems to me that is a proper sock. The Rabosai, I have a shaylah to ask you. What is this belila? Is it ova or raka? Call it the tuna salad, call it the liver salad, liver and egg salad. What do you say? What kind of belila is that? Not so posh what it is, because it could be sometimes, pretty solid. So it's interesting. There was a prima garden. Take a look at prima garden. I like to show things inside if possible. See the prima garden. Is that it? Prima garden is here. Hilchos Shabbos, here we go. Let's take a look at Prima Gunn says. Okay, it's a bit long. Can't read the whole thing. It's the Sifkotan Yud Beis. Av Malacha of Lisha is Kemach. Okay, going into many other details which we can't go into right now at great length. Watch. Rabbi Yossi have a machlokes. I chayv in the sinas man luchud or not? The Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh, and the Torah, Pasuk of Yosef and Yehuda. Okay, in that chayv. Okay. I want to say one line. This is very long. I couldn't find the line I'm looking for, so that's how long this is. What it says over here is that when do we say that according to Rebbe, the mere mixing is already going to be considered an Issa D'oraisa, and if you mix it with water, when you mix it with water, then automatically, that split second already, that's considered to be a mixture of all the ingredients with some kind of a little bit of a leisha process. It's chayim d'oraisa according to the opinion of Rebbe. What happens instead of using water, you're using a different kind of a semi-liquid? Would be something. Oh, yeah, I found it. Just found it now. Mash'ein kein bedvash korush v'shuman. Watch this. Rebbe nisinas mayim havikalisha ishlomar. V'no sein shuman avas bedvash korush after Rebbe ein chayiv chatas to let rea. Because the mayim immediately is nichas lekemach. Right away it gets in, but the dvash or the shuman doesn't get in right away. Mayonnaise is like that. We're not going to be chayav, Rabosai. You're not going to be chayav when the mayonnaise is mixed with the tuna, even according to the opinion of Rebbe, because there's no gibel as soon as you put it in. So therefore, Rabosai, Paskins, Tamachon and Paskin, against the Shmir Shabbos. Shmir Shabbos and mayonnaise requires two shinuyim, a shinuyim in the order of putting in the you guys are all laughing at me. Put the mayonnaise before the tuna. He starts to laugh. I said, great. Blame it on the Rebbe. Okay? I blame it on Shmir Shabbos. But others say, look in the Hilchot Shabbos, the Shabbos kitchen, he says, no. You can put the mayonnaise in after the tuna. Because that's nothing. Nothing happens. Yes, he agrees. You'll have to have a shinui of either doing it with your finger or shesi v'yarev. So he ends up there really three shittas comes out. Shmir Shabbos on face value said you have to have two shinuyim. We had suggested based on what he says 8 sifim later with respect to the egg and liver salad, you shouldn't have to have any shinuyim. The compromise view is you need not have the shinuyim putting the ingredients in because nothing happens. If we just saw three megadim mishtozov yud beis, but with respect to actually shaking it around to get it all mixed in together, there the shinuyim would presumably be required, a compromise view. Okay? It's interesting that, if you look over here for a second, the Taz upon which the Prima Gadim is commenting, I'll give you one you want. Yud Beis, again, it's pretty long, can't read the entire thing, but the very end of the Taz we can read. Watch this. Look, let's careful, what's happening over here? Look. Nimtza, mi sheshachach lishpoch chometz b'erev Shabbos toch achrein. You know, everyone knows what chrein is? What's chrein? What's Rashi? Chrein, he calls it chrein. Tzorech sheyase b'Shabbos b'lila raka, b'nos na chometz tchila achakach achrein, shelo g'der chosem b'chol. Put the vinegar in first. Lo yarev b'koach, you can't do it strong, that's not allowed. Oh, oches b'kliyasim and aneosa, a little bit. He wants to know, tzarechin, according to the Ramah, the matzachach upon machine, be ochel tchila, the mashanoah and lasa b'shabbos, tznon dak dak, in kishu and shikaran ugurkus, cucumbers, dak dak, v'shok and achaze chomas asocho, v'yenol shem shinoi, how can it be? Here, The kind of a chmira kama b'chrei came in the yev shalas hozeh b'er Shabbos. The iskalkel tamo shotzonon. Al kelo etzrichu shinoi came in the ikas yosef b'Shabbos. Shavku ha'ikir hilchuzo. The kind of yosef yudo. So therefore, we have edem b'koch o'ed ekli, etc. End quote. So all the mepharshim jump on the Taz. What is this? It sounds, forgive the expression, it sounds almost reform. Khalil, I'm just to wake you up. What do you mean? Because it's too difficult. You're afraid that you skalkil tamash or tznon. So can you get me to say Hilchos Shabbos b'Shabbos? I want to show it to you that he doesn't use the word reform. He would use that even to wake people up. He was writing a book. He wouldn't talk to people. So I guess he to wake people up. But about this psak of the Taz, and the Taz is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. Not only in the Taz. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this from the Taz. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this from the Taz directly. We saw it a few minutes ago. It's in Sipkot and Samaches. It says, Mashachot in the last narrow line. Snon v'kishu and shekorn ugerkis. Dak v'shof and chomet oshad devil lachotof and varm also v'yachad. He says over here, Srichin li zoher shol ha'arev v'kaf v'koach o'yinana v'kli atzmo v'tov la'achmir gam ken shina chomet v'chakach ha'macho. That's a good idea, but apparently it's not absolutely required. Not absolutely required. Okay? Where this comes from? The Taz. Comes from the Taz. Taz. So the Hilchos Shabbos b'Shabbos, he has an incredible expression. Watch this. Pele. Pele. Otu bishum kilkul ma'ad shel tam atznon v'salat natilo. What, are you joking me? What's going on over here? V'nirad ha'taz ohitim v'zer v'bak v'tzir shel osham v'salat v'lafafonim dakim v'botzol v'v'lav ochi l'rashal u'bach shom v'ol shayach v'zeh gibul she'en okein yisach v'kadur. It's not matter. Barak Mishagolo Bikin and Bazaar, without Bikin, what's considered to be, I guess, big enough pieces to utilize his head there. Mela, Miskalka, Tzah, Shafkin, and Al Ikeradin. And therefore, the Taz never made a klal gadol out of this. And the Mishnah Berurah never quoted this Mishnah Berurah. Only quoted the Sharatim. And Lumo Mizer, the Chomacho, Shemiskalka, the Bodyom, Adrabah, Nomalo, Shaloyachlenu, Enochai, and Nefesh. It's not reform. The answer to the Taz is fundamentally relying on a Taz, on a Marshal and a Bach. Watch this. Mori Chomi the Bach, Hevi B'Shem Rashal, Shashama Lohgol B'Chadu L'Chmein Sh'Oin Osen, Adam Osen Ki Yuzmanayim, Hayu Osen Kamo Isa. They made it into one, you know, real dough. It's not really a hard ball. It's loose. The cucumber salad is loose. The radish salad is loose. Says it's shver the Bach. Ain lahokam eomer adas. Because how do you know what's considered a dough and a ball, or what's considered to be loose? It's hard to be so precise. So what Machmer says the Hilchos Shabbos for Shabbos, it's the only a Chumra v'Yalma Mikra within when Megel, even the Bagas Megel Mikra did, like the Rashal. This is not sure where to draw the line. So since it's Mutter Mikra did, so therefore, since it's a Shas HaTchak, it's going to get ruined, we're going to be lenient. But Chas V'Sholem, to be Megel based on this kind of a Svara, in any other example, forget about it. That's what it says. That's what it says. Now, the question is, if you look in the Sharatzion, Sivkotan Pei Dalet, there's a Chiddush, let's read together. Sivkotan Pei Dalet, Sharatzion. The after who over, there are both sides, this is the Taz. You have the whole Taz over here. Discussing this case of Ugir Kiss, right? You saw it over here, that's a good giveaway. For the word Ugir Kiss, where is it? Somewhere? Where's that word? Oh. Mashanogan, I husband Shabbos, it's known Dak Dak and Kushan are going to Ugir Kiss. Rabbo said, what is this? Is this Blila Ava or is it Blila Raka? Is it Ava or Raka? Doesn't say. Said the Sharatir Pedal. The after who over. Uva over machmer yesh over menesina samashke. According to Rebbe, just putting the water in is already a chi of the raisa. Because of Ataz, the bitznon, the shehiev, shalasri of Shabbos, samchina na dea kamaisa, the Rabbi Yosef Yuda, the sphirle, lormina, nesina samashke, zel gibulo. And the Eli Rabbi quotes this as well. So the Mishnah Sharatir, he writes like this on the side. B'taz lo kosav b'feirush d'mari b'glilosa ova. Fa'adar ava. Yesh l'dayek mimash ha'kosav shira osin achrein b'shaks. Yitna v'chom etz t'chila v'chakach achrein shalo k'derash osin b'chol. And he has the kasho, what do you do on Shabbos? Snow dak dak. Yeah, miskalkel. Mashva d'koi. Abli loso raka. The chrein of Osai was bli loso raka. So poshup shot, it's going on bli loso raka. Because it's bli loso ova. Gam hoya nosin achom et tchila. Lo hoya moel adas aposkim kerebi. So what's the Taz saying over here? When it comes to the chrein, you mix it up. Who cares? My ova wouldn't help. This must be Raka. Well, if this is Raka, then this should also be Raka. If Chrein is Raka, Uber Kiss is Raka. He's arguing against the Sharatir. And beyond that, since it's not about Gibul, there's some others of the Raisa. Lila Raka Yuvon. Shevezeh Einisa the Raisa Begibulo, and then if you mix the order around, then it would work. Rabosai. That's a footnote. Mishnah Sharatim Sifkaton Samach Nuntes. This is for those who look up in the new fancy Shulchan Aruch. The brewers, please feel free. Now we come back to Sifkav Zayin and Shmir Shabbos Gilchas. Watch this. Unbelievable chumrah. Not by him, by others. You'll see what I'm talking about in a second. Watch this. How do you define... Excuse me, I made a big mistake. Not Sifchav Zayin, I meant Ha'orachav Zayin. That's way back. Ha'orachav Zayin. I just want to show you a Maramok. We're discussing what's considered to be some definitions over here. What did I just do? I went much too far back. I'm sorry. Sorry. Here we are. Watch this. Lila Raka, Kolomar, Lila Nezila. Shaniten the most God mikli the kli, and pour it from one kli to the other. Oblila Ava, Kosha. That's kosher. He doesn't use the word ova, he uses the word kosher. The rabbi used the word kosher. So in Hibara, how you define this? Look at Shri Shabbos, Tosa Shulchan, and Chazanish. Okay? Chazanish we saw already. Chazanish said that if it pours, it's somewhat solid, but it pours from one thing to the other, that's called Belila Raka. Rabbi also, I think we should look at one more. Can you get me a Tosa Shulchan? Can you get me that? If you can. I'd like to see one of the sources inside. Unfortunately, I forgot to bring it in, so I can try to find the page number. I'm guessing it's volume above. I'm guessing above. Let's see. Let's try this. Page 100. This is much too far. This. A little too far. Whoa. So too far. Oh, Simon Kuf Lamed. He says in Simon Kuf Lamed, what's called the Bari HaShulchan, which is at the bottom, he discusses this issue. Page after page after page. Having found one, new page. We're looking for Gimel. Tess, we're getting places. I want to show you inside how he goes about this question, how you define Blila Ova, Blila Raka. Give me this page. Raka, there we go. How do you define these things? Lo nizbar ma nikra b'lila ova u'ma b'lila raka. Shvisa Shabbos, quotes the Gemara, brachas. Shtisa shakal niya b'dvaro. Shmuel z'bar min mizonos. Lo pligi. Hova ova, hova raka. Oh! The Ferish Gemara in Brachas Lamed Ches, Ova and Raka, Ova Lachila Avdila, Raka Lirufua Kavdila. Frank the Gemara that Avishav and Shabochs as Hashas Agamara, Rufua Kamachave and Rufua B'Shabbes Mishari. And Mark says, what do you mean? Kol Ochan Ochal Odin Rufua B'Shabbes, Kol Amashkin Shose. There's looking Shulchan Aruch and Arachaim, Reish Ches and Mogan Avron. Iko Tolium Royal the Shtia Nikra Raka. And Royal Enroy Nikra Ova. If you want to pass it, believe it or not, Kabi Shabbos Nami Apirishke. That the only way it's considered to be Blila Raka is if it's drinkable. Okay? If it's drinkable. Anything else, Rabbi Osai, is not drinkable, it's called Ova. Didn't use the word Ova versus Raka. Raka or Ova. But rather, the expression that's used in the Shulchan Aruch here in Sifshidalan, Avol Kosheh Asur. Get an impression, whatever's not hard is considered to be Raka, even if it's not drinkable. That is the word kosher instead of ova, which gives him pause. Mashma she'ena kosher ki sadek raka. Wow. So he wants to say, kosher eino kosher kol kach hachin is have a gush echad, one block. It's called raka. I the Gemara in Brochus. Nire, they were in Regila last, it's raka shnei ofanim. O ova le gamri lecho. This boa, or raka the refua, which is drinkable. There was nothing in between. That's what he wants to pass in halacha lemaisa. Wow. 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 Ein, this is Yisrael Shabbos. So that's Yisrael Shabbos. Ein, elu, ala divrei nevius. Where do you get that from? Where do you get it from? He doesn't understand. So he wants to say Rabosai. Again, going through the entire sugya. What's Rafu doing here in our sugya? Not going to enough Kufim Baba Manalev. Can't read the whole thing. So Rafu, which we're going to get to. Speak about Rafu at some length. As follows, v'nira d'shir b'lila in hashavah b'chol advarim b'chol dava k'derech sh'tishasu chayv olam in mishana v'osa yosa rachmat shuv avi b'lila rako afila ena roar l'shtia adayin. If it's kol kach rach sh'roar l'shtia poshut lo havi lisha klal even of k'tas. Would be chayev. All matter of what's normal. That's its bottom line. It's softer than normal. That's considered to be in the category of Bulila Rako, Rabosai. Keep this in mind.
What's considered normal?
What you normally do. You make it. So when you make cereal for your child and until you get married, you'll have children, and you eat cereal on Shabbos, just make sure it's done looser on Shabbos than you do on Friday. That's called by definition. That's what he considers to be Bulila Rako. That's if you follow him. Actually, it shouldn't be too solid, because that's going to be. You run afoul even of the Chazanish. If you can pour it from one plate to the other, it's a little bit softer than you do during the week, according to that, it would suffice. Rabosai, I'd like to show you a din in Shulchan Aruch. You all have a Shulchan Aruch, Rabosai. In Sif Yud Tes. Shin Chof Aleph, Sif Yud Tes. Take a look. Shum. Uboser umalilos. Sheritzka mer of Shabbos. Imchusarin dicha, also ligmar dichas and Bishabbos. Imchusarin ala shchika, muto ligmar Bishabbos. Leficha, muto ligmar shchikas. Harifos. What's harifos? Maase daisa. The eighth part of Kedera B'Shabbos, after you take it off the fire. Come and base the Gemara a few tests. And now, Rabosai, let's see what the Rishonim say about what the Poskim say rather about this. This halach. Where were we? We're in Shulchan Aruch. Were we not? Well, look at the Taz. So we have the Taz. Let's just look at the Taz. Look at the Taz. The Taz comments on this din of Shulchan Aruch. It's a Kod Yudalot. Vichemutter, vein isn. Shemus Rambam, da filu bekoach yochol lahaklus shem bekaf till arvo heitev. We saw in the Rambam himself said by charon l'shachlayim on the kuf mem lo yitzur bekoach. The hosam lo hoya mashke tchila kodem Shabbos. We spoke about that yesterday at length. Mashaykin hocha shekvan is bashlu kol tzarko. Call them Shema'arav also. Then it's mutter to even use Koach later on. And my Shver said for nothing that the Rambam backed out in his Chibur from when he wrote B'tshuva, because it is Kashi also. No, it's no Kashi. Ad Kan Rabosai the Taz in Sivkoton Yud Dalet. Take a look at Mishnah Berurah. Sivkoton Ayin Zayin. Argues with the Taz. When we come again, yes, he's our shalom and drop a koach. Bach, Mogan Avram, Eliyahu Rabba, The Lokataz, they're all arguing with the Taz. They're all arguing with the Taz. All these Gedolei Olam are arguing with the Taz. Why? Why? But the Tshuva is a Rambam. So they all assume that he backed out. He backed out, as the Bach said. Or if he didn't back out, the Mechaba backed out by not quoting it. Apparently all that Koach is also even in this kind of a case. So what do the Mechilim say? If you look at the Chazon Ish, in the Simon we were learning yesterday, or it was Nunvav maybe, in Sivkot and Tess, he says once you cook it, it's mafkia from Lisha. You may recall he says mafkia from Trina, if you cook it. So the same thing. The same thing. If you cook it, it's no longer be subject to the laws of Lisha. Fine. We spoke before about the possibility of ma'at when it came to the egg salad. That's a shver. I didn't like it because according to Chazon Ish has to be a smaller amount than usual. But watch this. Shini ma'at ma'at. What does that mean? Some say I have to eat it right away, etc., etc. But aside from that nakuda, look what it says. Ma'at ma'at, kosi ritva, that's like the inami. Then he says, watch this. Chazon Ish says, v'dava shadak alolash b'meruva b'chol, v'ulash mat l'fi shalich ha'vishinu. U'lefizeh, watch this. Ein toli b'shir achilosu k'eis. Look at how when you're eating it now or not. Elaika shia pachos miderach v'giluso b'chol. Then she takes over the rice. And there will be no shini in our case. You prepare it on Shabbos the same as you prepare it during the week. Okay, fine. Now, both sides, we were in the Taz before. Let's go back for a minute. Watch. Look at this. Shina shebechol nosan hachometz v'chakach the kemach, and the Shabbos puts the kemach first. Nimzad hashinoi hoy golu l'kol. It's an obvious shinoi. Aval b'kemach shel matzah meil ein derech yadua manosin tchila b'chol k'dei leida ma'u hashinoi. Therefore, osu b'Shabbos b'chol gavni rabosai. If we're not sure which is the normal way, we have to ask it both ways. There's no shini whatsoever. Says the Mishnah Brura, it's a Sivkot Nun Zayin against this Taz. Take a look at both sides. It's a Sivkot Nun Zayin in the Mishnah Brura. Watch. Look what it says. Quotes from Eliyahu Rabba. Of course, he quotes the Taz we just saw. He quotes the Taz, Ayin Taz, Yud Aleph, also Larab B'Shabbat, Shal Pesach, Kemach, Shosin, Tzichinat, Matzah, Fuyot, it's going to be Ayin Ober, Meid, Dvash, of the Dome, L'Shtisa, Shushkin, Gasa, Shamut, Barakla, Hayin, Oide, Shinui, Abel, B'Kemach, Zeh, Ein, Yodua, Mano, Sin, Tchila, B'chol, Eleda, Mayo, Shinui, Oster, Mose, Arbe, finish. Eli Rabbi says, If Ein, Yodua, Yasa, Shinui, the Mepharash, B'Gemara, Shitein amachol tchila, v'chakach amashker. What are both? Is this a gzeres hakosuf? The case of the Gemara is that way. What's a gzeres hakosuf? What's pshat? How do we understand this? The Taz should be right in this svara. If there's no shino, there's no shino. You're stuck. Well, how can you? It's a pella. You're stuck. Look what's over here. Machal shen yedua madaka b'chol. You first put in the machal and then the mashke. Yesh machmir shen l'takona. The second opinion is that of the Taz. Who's the first opinion? Taz is machmir. Yeah, why? The Taz forgot the Chumas Adeshin. There it says, the Dovah Shiyadua Daka B'chol Saga B'shin is never first B'talim Shadosin HaMachal B'tchila. Why? Why? The Chazanish says, Mistaber Ka'ataz. So what in the world is Pshat and Chumas Adeshin? The Taz is right logically. Logically. You know what he says? An amazing Pshat. Tov Lila Raka Kibula De Rabbanon Sveika De Rabbanon L'kula. You're not sure what the right order is. I would say they're both the right order. There's no shinoi. He's saying the 50-50 chance which is the right order, so it's Sveika De Rabbanon. No, I have to go south. Don't be invited to Rabbanon. The second shot I like better. But the Etzem Zeh Shehukpa Olav Liten Davka Es HaMachal Tchila HaVekishinu Yaniker Leyavo Legabal B'lila Ova. Okay, that I understand a little bit better. A little bit better. Still a Chiddush, but I understand it a little bit better. Of course, the question is, what's it based upon? So I wanted to show you a Chiddush Gadol in the Egle Tal. Give me Egle Tal. Sorry, I keep bothering you. Egle Tal. Yesterday, what page we were going to go down? Any recollection? I write these things down, but I don't remember. Is that in my print? That's right. Lush! How do you like that? That's the first guess. All right. Oh, Hashem, once in a while, I got it right. We're looking for some cotton tests. Aval Ein Gibul Be'efer. We're not going to be the entire Sukkot test. It's very, very long. But he does make a couple of points which I want to talk about. Watch this. He has to go to a sidetrack. This is typical Egle Tal. Aidei Zrika. You do a ma'aseh b'guf ha'chefet shebo ha'melacha na'aseh. That's if you throw something on Shabbos. Over on Tzor. Ava b'zorak piece of the dikla. It's more than the fine gift we saw a long time ago. Eina also ma'aseh b'tmorim shebohem ha'melacha na'aseh. V'hu mishaneh b'gufo l'kocho. It's called the Shinui Gadol. Wow. Where is he leading us? Amazing Kiddush. He said like this. Quotes our Gemara. He says, "Quotes our Gemara. Hashinu hu shemdekshenos en hachometz lekemach eino nogea ba'akli shebo hachometz lekemach el sheshofech hachometz lekemach nimtzo shebias hachometz lekemach v'yedei kocho." Right? You're pouring the vinegar into the flour. Remember what the Egle Tal said we saw a few times already. That according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, the malach is only in the kemach. Not for me, for the shear. Only in the kemach. According to Rabbi, the malach is in both. What's the malach according to Rabbi? The two things merge. The fact that they come together, that's already a malach. But according to Rabbi Yosef, it needs gibul, the malach is making all the flour into one unit. There's no malacha on the water or the vinegar. It's a malacha only on the salad item. So therefore, if you're pouring the liquid into the salad, you've gained something tremendous. Why? Had you poured the salad into the liquid, the salad is a chepta shel malacha. That's begufa. You pour the liquid into the salad, there's only bekocho. That's the nature of the shinui. It's an objective shinui, Rabosai. It's the shinui gadol, he says. Shinui Gadol. Keep that in mind. Let's come back to this a little bit later on. Now, we had mentioned earlier the Chiddush of the Shmir Shabbos Kolchosa to try to defend the Dole Torah V'Yira who made their exile in a normal fashion. Comes the Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos and he's not so happy. His first heta was Ma'at ma'at. Watch this. Again, hispale pele ala olam shemekile b'dalarav kedakim. When it comes to these salads of eggs and onions, what was his heret? Ma'at ma'at sharib lo shinut. Kol etzorach osudah kol ma'at ma'at. No, no, he says. V'loch hazanish tei ma'at lo ma'at ma'at ma'at. El b'dava shedaka maruba with the Ramban. Ava kol she'osa kedarko, as he does, he makes the egg salad on Shabbos. Eino shinui. V'keva shederach loch in salat beis v'kishir suda. Ein zachosh of shinui klal. I thought he was right. I thought he was right. That's a serious objection to that particular leniency. It's no joke. But, of course, there is a svar. What the Marshal? What the Marshal say? We saw the Marshal, right? You take big items, you don't put them together in one blob. It's mutter. That's what basically Rav Shlomo Zalman said. No, it doesn't like that either. Kam Rashal anal lo shayach b'zeh. Why? Why not? She b'salat peitzim u'botel yodua. Yodua to whom? Shayadeh ha-shemen nidbokim legamri kein isa. What? What? As you mix in the oil into eggs and onions, they mamish mix together the same as the dough. I don't know. Is that really true? Is that really true? What's not gonna do it to me? Not gonna do it to me. And he says, "Below damel diba girachis ktsutzin kachrein b'shemen shlonas akisa v'kadu klal." I don't know. I thought it was dumb. I thought when you mix the oil into this egg, it is the same. He's talking about the matzias. I know my limitation comes to the matzias. I thought the Matthias was not the way he says. But, even though he's machmer almost to the end, he has one little kula. What's his one little kula? Watch. Achnire. The yachol asos ma'at ma'at. What does that mean ma'at ma'at? Im olse kashir gibel b'k'ara la'adam echad b'l'vad. That's okay. That's okay. Since you normally make for everybody together, and you make for one person, that is an appreciable shinui. But no one does that way. It works. Okay, can you imagine my wife? I can just imagine this at the table. We're having a new experiment today. Everyone makes their own egg salad at your seat. Huh? Man, come again? Yeah, it's an experiment. We're going to try out. Everyone should make their own egg salad and see. That's all that's mutter according to this. It's shita. Not the minig. We know that. Certainly not the minig. Now, we had mentioned, Rabbi Osai, that according to the Chazon Ish, who said his hope shot based on the Ramban, Ein Darkon Ela B'Merubah. So according to this simple interpretation, it all depends on that. Everything depends upon that. And the Chazon Ish explained that when it came to Kemach, the reason why it's usher, because maybe it's darkened muat. A guy can't eat the regular flour. He wants a little bit of a cookie. He'll take one cookie's worth of flour. He'll need a small, tiny little dough. He'll cook, put in the... And then in the oven and bake himself a chocolate chip cookie. Ah. Rabbi said, who in this world has ever baked from flour a single chocolate chip cookie? You did it? Just one?
Oh.
One. I'm not talking about 100. One. One.
My grandmother has.
For you.
Big one.
Ah, big one. Not big one. That's So I'm not so convinced that the Chazanish is correct in the Metzias. I wanted to suggest an alternative to Chazanish. Let me tell you my alternative is the Chidush Niflo. I'll tell you what I want to say against him. Namely, when we talk about Kali, which is in the Gemara, so Kali is a bit ambiguous. It's, you know, it's more or less edible the way it is, as the Mishnah Brewer said. It's already been pre-roasted. So then it depends how we define it on a lot versus a little. Which darko, not darko. If darko be merubah We do a little bit. We have a right to define it as not an act of leisha. But if it's the same size as normal, it is an act of leisha. I want to suggest that chumrah, I'm sorry, say chumrah. You talk about regular flour, by definition, that is an act of leisha. If it's an act of leisha, there's nothing to talk about. It's going to be awesome no matter what. Big or small is irrelevant. We keep saying, we said it so many times already, that there is no heter of kalachayat. It's only a ptur. The heter is we don't view it as leisha at all. Because the quantity affects our description of the act itself. I want to suggest the only time the quantity will affect our definition is if it's an ambiguous act in the first place, which is kemach koli. If it's kemach she'eino koli, regular flour, that's considered an act of lush, irrespective of the size. I'm going against the Chazon Ish in this particular small point. Rabosai, let's open the Shulchan Aruch to Simen Shin Mem Sif Yud Beis. Simen Shin Mem Sif Yud Beis. Let's see what it says. Shin Mem Sif Yud Beis. Hano sein zera pishton o shum shmin de khayot ze bezer bemayim khayim shim losh. Why? They should miss Arvim and Nitlim Zebazem. What do you do? You just put some, what's going on over here? The Mechaba Paskin Bistam back in Shincha Fala, like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Eino Chayev Achi Gabel. And here he says, he just throw some ingredients into water. Yechayev, Losh, where's the Gibel? What's going on? Where's the Gibel, Rabosa? Where is the Gibel? The Rambam paskins this din, Rabosai. It's quoted from the Rambam verbatim, Perkes Alokha Tezayim. But the Rambam paskins Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. What's happening over here? What's going on? What's going on? And Halacha Lamaisa, Rabosai. The Halacha Lamaisa, it's not on the screen for now, but okay. Maybe you can get on the screen. Orchel Shabbos wants a paskin Halacha Lamaisa. If I take instant oatmeal and I throw it into water, I don't mix anything, zero, it might be Nisa Doraisa. Rabosa, have you ever made instant oatmeals? The guys don't have it for... I'm talking about during the week. You make it like for breakfast, right? It's a quick breakfast. You take a little water, you throw in some instant oatmeal. Now, do you mix it or don't you mix it? And if you wouldn't mix it, what would happen?
It depends on how it comes.
Right. It could be that even if you didn't mix it, it would automatically have some kind of a mixing. It might automatically mix. Let's see what happens. Watch this. Look. Mine daisa. Asher b'shoa shenosim emesacholov. What's the source? No saying Zera Pishnah B'mayim, Zvachim Tzadi Dalid, Chayav Chatas, we just saw in Simon Shinem Sifyud Beis. I think it's an absolutely correct psak. However, I do believe that the some authorities perhaps go a little bit too far with this chumrah, as I will explain momentarily. Watch what it says. We spoke before about Beitzim and Bitzolim as something which should not be done. Quotes the Rambam, right? I think we'll call that a little bit earlier. Salat Beitzim, he doesn't like it. Why doesn't he like it? I skipped this before. You'll be right. Ubevare lo gorazeh. This idea of the eggs with the mayonnaise or the oil is no less. Mizera pishn b'mayim. Shesh Omishim Lush, as he saw in Rambam, Paul and his Bokam Litten Zebazet. That's a chiddush that he has, which I'm not necessarily agreeing with. But maybe he's right, maybe he's not. We don't assume it's not true, it's not so. Minik Dole Torah V'Yira. Hold, he's not so. Okay? Well, watch this. Unbelievable chumra. Cornflakes becholov. Well, so who's the one to admit that he ever ate cornflakes on Shabbos with milk? The only one?
Shabbos?
On Shabbos, yeah. In camp, they always serve the cornflakes for the breakfast. Shabbos. Yeah, on Shabbos, I know I never eat breakfast at all. But in camp, they serve cornflakes. Still serving the same cornflakes. They have the same box that you had. Same cornflakes. Okay. Also, lead them to see say cornflakes, bechala, be open, and it's broken, zebazet. What's the Rambam? What's the Shulchan we just saw? Right? We just saw Zeronim, Mesav, and Litim, Zebazet, and Mayim, Mokashinin, Vachiyot, Zibosh, and Mesrachim, and Imochen, Sham, Vamayim, Mesavim, and Sibosim, and Asim, Kamayim, Shehiso, Kenneth, Balul, and Besocha, Osir, the Shosim, and Shemlosh. That's a Mishnah Brua, Shinam, and Rav, Chaf Aleph. What happens? You throw it into the water, they hang on one another, literally. And what happens? They get softened, and the water thickens as a result, and it ends up like water, which has a kind of a dough or flour mixed into it. That's us. Says he, I don't know what he. This whole din and shenem yudbeis, and the whole mishnah brura shenam above chafal, the whole thing. Yesh no gam begarinei tiras for cornflakes eli. What? What? I've eaten cornflakes many times in my life, especially during the week. I never knew that the cornflakes stick together and they become one mush, and the whole and the milk thickens. What?
You can
leave there a long time. I guess maybe he's right. You leave it there a long time. You go out and learn for 10 minutes.
Maybe you also need a lot of cornflakes.
Like an hour.
An hour.
You
need to
take milk away
also. That's what he says. Gam kan, kevach and itbokin, zela zev, and nochen kachlamach. People like to eat it that way. Everybody else say, show of hands. Who likes to eat their cornflakes when the cornflakes stick together to each other? Admit it. Yeah, you like it that way? Okay, so I stand corrected. I guess I'm wrong. I thought no one in his right mind likes it that way. But obviously, I'm wrong because if people. In their right mind, you like it that way. So maybe he's right. You can't have cornflakes and milk, at least if you like it that way. Oh. Av she'eino ritzono she'imochu legamre. You know when they want to completely, melt them into one another. Avok she'niu rakim at v'nitbokin zel azeh, a little softer, and they stick to one another. He'nochin lemachol. Easy to eat.
What?
Avshar Yisi the Misha Kotel the Hakel Bazer. Ain the Hakel Klal the Chashash Yisi Doraisa. Yisi Doraisa. They're doing it all the time. Yisi Doraisa. Well, who is the one who said it's Mutter? We're in Chodesh Adar, right? Mihu Zeh Be'ezehu. Who is the one who said that it's Mutter? Who's the one? Who's the one? Let's identify him, Rebosa. Identify him. Watch this. Mutter lite psise tiras cornflakes. V'chalav, v'ein lachash bezel yisalish. He's the man. Didn't quote him by name. He often does just argue, but this time he didn't quote him by name. We see me. We found him. Not to worry about. Why? Psisei tiras an nitnim b'cholav einam nitbakim zel azeh. Unless, as you said though correctly, elam kein heim shoen b'sabot with man rav. They're there for an hour, stick together. V'ein had b'kosim zeh b'zeh b'tzuya klal. He always like me, against three boys in the shiur. I guess the way we eat cornflakes, but you guys eat cornflakes a different way. V'chein mistabesh shein liros es nisinosim b'mashkel k'isul lisha. Even according to Rebbe, because can we pass him by Rabbi Yehuda? So he's not there. Baruch Hashem. So now I don't have to lose sleep They've been eating cornflakes in the summertime, and they serve the cornflakes at the breakfast, even though Rabbi Karp wouldn't eat it. He wrote the Hilchos Shabbos for Shabbos, but Rabbis Reuben and Gelber, who wrote the Hilchos Shabbos, would eat it. Somebody else been invited for Shabbos, see if they eat their cornflakes. They'll come, but at least, yeah. Seems to me it should be good. Seems to me. Now, even he, to be honest, we have to be, honest. Even he, in the Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos, where he has all these strict things, he writes as follows. He writes, somewhere, it goes on his page. He writes somewhere, I'll see if I can find it, that if it's lo nichale, it's not considered to be lisha. I'm trying to find that. Should be in the footnote somewhere. Oh, here it is. Afa pisha b'daisa zu notchim gvishim in idbogum zelazeh. What are you doing over here? What are you trying to make? What are you making over here? He says, you make daisa for a tino. You make it very thin in a bottle, it's okay. Even though while you make it, right, you make, when you make, there's some little gushim, some little balls, some little idbogum zelazeh. It happens. Doesn't matter that it happens. Why not? Lo nichalei ba'achi klal. Ve ma'at ma'at. Eina chashini gadol mizel and chashiv derech lisha klal. I want to take this same logic and apply it to cornflakes. I want to quote from his own sefer. Obviously he disagrees with me. Okay. Fine? Rabosai, a question. All of you have baked in your time, right? So you tell me you've baked? Many, some of you have baked. Okay, not all of you. Some of you have baked. When you bake, so the question is, we assume when you pour the water into the flour, there's an immediate, significant absorption, right? Look what he writes as follows. He says something remarkable. What? I didn't even know this. I never baked in my life. Who's baked? When you pour water into flour, what happens? Does it become one? Is it all mixed together or not? Rebbe holds Yechayev Finasinas Mayim into Kemach. Because it's all they've all been mixed. It's true you haven't needed it, but it's already mixed. Not today anymore. Why? What's the reason? Humishum shetchinoso shel kemach zeh daka biyoser. Our flour is granulated. Uvumokom anegiya shel amayim al kemach. When the water touches the flour, watch this now. Torah Mada. Notza krum. Hamonea as his arvus hamayim vakem. What's a krum?
Membrane.
A membrane, a covering, or something like that. Something envelops each little speck of flour so the water can't really get in. The chora. Lo bestabesh a rebbe yechayev yechayagadim shemlechas lisha. Omnom be kemach shetchinos of gasa yoser, such as what he calls a kemach solar, so much what that means. Hamayim is avav nisinasa. Umestava shevisu kemach hazeh, chiyev rebbe. The typical flour of today, he says, is different. That's what he claims. I don't know the realities. I don't know. Once we hear in Orch HaShabbos, what else does he say? Watch this. Yesh HaKosvu. Shein la'arev shtei isos miminim shonim zu bezu shem isa lisha. V'luchein, also la'arev riba, what's riba? jelly. O dvash, o shamenes. Shamenes is sour cream. The gvina rakan, soft cheese. You can't mix the cream with the cheese. Elam can. Elam yaz b'shinui. V'yesh sheitiru bazeh. But the some are mekel rabosai. What's the svara to be mekel? Tells you on the bottom. He says as follows. Ma tami lesa bazeh. Lo matzino is alisha lebenose mashko shachomer habedabek bekemach obedram mufrodim. That's what Lisha means. Mashke ma'asif and mekabetz and nifrodin. Aber minolo lesol iruv shol shteisos asher ein bem kibbutz chalakim klal. What's going on over here? Tzarech here. Why should we answer it? Why should we answer it? He throws in the mishnah to be halacha that tikkun ochel b'yama because it's edible without that. But his main argument is different. Okay, I don't know. Rabbosai, we already saw in Mishnah Brura, we should look at it again just to refresh our memories, at the end of Sivkotin Samach Vov, the very end, it's the top of page Kuf Nun Aleph, and not in standard print, the top line. Ubechol zeh ein chiluk ben la'os ha'suda, o la'suda acheres, who's he quoting from? The Mogen Avraham, Sivkotin Chavdal, which means there's no heter of the altar when it comes to the Easter of Lush. Okay, fine. Comes here, he asks the question. He asks this question. He says, look at Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. L'chalek ben hodi tiru melechas breiro tchina. B'samach l'suda, u'emalechas lisha. Fact there, a kasha, which I asked this kasha a long time ago. B'shuter, I don't know yet, I was mechamet to the kasha of the Ochel Shabbos. Shuter ashpo, dalet ayin, we saw it by definition a long time ago, we learned tochein. Puma moko, he had the tchina b'samach l'achila, where did he get it from? Lo bar heter zeh, mea gemora Shabbos taf kufmem, gabe lisha scharo. And the Rabbah quotes the Rashba, Tchina Samach Lachila, Beferish, in Kenu Ochaname, Lama Lahat Elisha Besamach Lachila, Betzarachian, Egletales the Kasha. What a great Kasha. This Kasha bothered me tremendously. Now, says as a kash against the Rashba. And the Gemara Shabbos Kuf Nun Vav says, Osur Ligabel Es Amursa. On a simple level, it's Miyat for the Behemoth. And he quotes a Tosefta, Rabosai. He quotes a Tosefta found in the Bir Alocha, Shin Chaf Aleph, Sif Yudal Vafilu. Everyone look it up, Rabosai? Look up. Shin Chaf Aleph, Yudalid Vafilu. We haven't seen this one yet. Vafilu Barak. Ayin Mishnah Brura Shekos Havim Vashem Ataz Les Tchinas Matzah Afuya Lite Betoch Yayin Odvash Al Yerab is Cholim Yerei Betol Seft. It tells what Betol Seft is Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Yud Beis. Okay, in my edition Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Yud Beis. What does it say there? Vifar Perin Gluskin Lifnei Achole Uvavad Shlo Yigabah. Nope. Well, the rabbi says, referring to Ova, Osa Harbe. What do you see though? Lifnei Achole. The sick person's right there. It's the altar. Afal Pikein. It is Osur. That's the kasha that he asks over here. Famous, it's Osur. Sarach Loma, watch this now. Just as the Chazanish said, Lo hitir harashba litchon li'alter. Ela lemisha yochol lechol afu litchinazu. V'lo lefnei eskenim, that's his pshat. Not everyone agrees. Hachanami, Lo hitir lisha li'alter kasher b'li'alisha. Hey, Nachola, Behemoth, Yechol, Nechalas, Apirurim, O Amorson. Right there in brackets, but the Rashba, Pir, Bazet, and Sahet, the Lashon, Michu, Charol, the Chorah, Charol, and Aurora, Lachila, believe Michu, Zev, Yesh, the Yashu. Doesn't tell us what Halibi, Miyashu. This is a Kasha. This is a Kasha. If you look at Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosa, he has somewhat of a leniency in this respect. He does have a leniency. Watch. Watch this. Da! Ki is Elisha Kayam Gamim Osa Ken Samach Lesudasa. Fresh of Mishnaburim. Just saw it. Mishnaburim. Shlomo Zalman says, wait a minute. Either Rashba compares Tochen and Borer as Mutter. There, even those who argue, they eat one after another. The Rashba says, even called Sokol the son of the Suda. But Evan agrees that one piece at a time would be okay. But Elisha. In your mouth, you do borer and tochein. Your teeth grind, and you also do borer. When no one's looking, you're someone smile. And when they're looking, you take it out with your hands. We know it. It's not so polite. We're not going to swallow it. So when things are in our mouth, we're doing token, we're doing boring. We're not doing lush. But when the saliva comes out into the flowers and make it into bread, what are you kidding? We don't do lush in our mouth. So you can't call it derech achila. It's an interesting svar. Shlomo Zalman, interesting svar. Okay, lechen gam lisha son of lesuda, usher. You can't call it derech achila. So it sounds like it's a soft pasuk. Soft pasuk, that's it. There's nothing to talk about. No. He's not done yet. He's not done with this aura. Watch this. Watch. Shlomo Zalman says, Yitoche, he's not saying for sure, the Lisha Doraisi Dafka Velosh Shiroi Lefos O Shemitake and also V'yochel Eskan Kach Lisha Schara. You're going to make it dough which can be baked. You're going to make it some kind of a mustard which can stay as mustard. Mashek and Lisha Kazoo. Shirigilin lasos chimichinim cholo me'afko latinok. When you're making milk powder, so first you make it into some kind of a little blob, then you throw it into more water to make it into milk. Asherderech achiloso achvarach aydei lisha v'ein osin klal lisha zu of the lechol lialter. It's always for that immediate purpose when you're making this baby formula, whatever it is. Yitochen dekori rak b'shem tikkun machol. Vilolosh. Maybe here there would be a head only out there in this particular case. A chidish nifla, but that's what he says. Tam ziyoch shabbos. With the following chidish. Watch this. Watch. Look carefully and see what it says. What does it say? What does it say? Look carefully. When machmer like Rebbe, Issa Torah, when you put water into kemach. Machmer. Tamadava, Hamayim Mechalchalim. What's the translation of Mechalchalim? What's Hebrew here? Mechalchalim. Anybody? I would say it means to penetrate the kemach, umis arvim bo, gets mixed into it. Vinas says kemotchil kazet. You have a different word?
Permeate.
Permeate. Oh, even better.
Like
better
seeps.
Word. What is it?
They write seeps.
Seeps. Seeps. Permeates. Penetrates. Oh, yeah, Rosa, we have a lot of words in the English language. Okay? Tchilas lish. Oh, that's what he quotes. Oh, that's what he quotes. Now, that being the case, Kosovo Achronim.
היינו דווקא במשקה ובחלחון כאילו מים ויין ושמן וכל וכדומה. אבל דבר אור כמו מיונז או שומן, פאט, אין בנסינוסו לקמח כשלעצמו איסו כלל. אז I told you that before. I told you a few minutes ago. Rebbe would be מודה. כן, הבור לאורך אין איסאי לנסינוס מיונז וכדומה. מות לעשות אפילו בבלי לאובה. And then she asks a shinui ba'gibu. No need to make a shinui when you just put in the ingredients. I told you this a few minutes ago. I think it's absolutely correct. Correct? But he explains it in the footnote. Watch this. אף שבמוקום שמונח על שם המיונז נדבק אליה או קצץ מהמאכל, true, he's a little clingy probably to mayonnaise, מקום מקום מסתבר אין זה בגד אלישה כלל, משום שאין המיונז נכנסת בין הפירורים ובדף כוסם, אלא שהם נדבקים אליה זה בצד זה. This piece gets stuck to the mayonnaise on one side. That piece gets stuck to the mayonnaise on the other side. They're not really getting stuck to each other. Wow. Now, we keep saying we have these people fighting with each other. Watch this. Watch what he says over here. Watch. Rebbe Gadim says, this is still Chazar for the third time. Mashkim Ovin. Mokam de Gyosim and Mokam Zeb Zeh. Belocha. Yesh Matirin. Hol Ovin Mis'arim Ein Bo Mishim Isu Bin Sinas Mayim. That's what we said. Mayonnaise and Beitzim. It depends on the Smach Locus. Eidem Mis'kam and Adibu Klal. You know, just put it on top. Then it's okay. But if you want to make a dibuk away, you should make a shinui. He's machmer in the shayla. He's machmer in the shayla. Where did he get it from, Rabbi Osai? Where did he get it from? He got it from a beer halacha, Rabbi Osai. Shin yutes, sif yuzayin, shenosnin. Those are all like Rebbe. Yesh isu benesinas shum shumin ve'agozim medvash, v'shum losh. Pshhh. Orochel Shabbos, he quotes him by name. Somebody quotes him by name. Shekosav lahakla b'chol zeh. Ada bi alocha. My b'dvash knows li. Liquid honeys. Does such a thing exist? Liquid honey? Yes or no? Is it liquid honey? Iyem shalafarish ken, he says. Dikei lama hutzrach abi alocha shabbi dachet b'tosef t'shaninu nosnim shumashun v'gozim b'dvash. Azal Rabbi Yosef b'loka Rebbe. Hayichol l'amida b'stam d'vash karush. Because if you consider that the honey which is more congealed is butter, you should have said it's the septus in that kind of a case. Prima gadol hadi mevarid vash kosh. It still asks it. A levada came a shnitzel milk about vash. Zeh gibol the rebbe a chiddush nifla. Even though it's not all coming into one, but if they're sticking to each other indirectly. Through the medium of the honey, this itself is prohibited. Wow. Who am I to say who's right? Who am I? He says he may be right. It's worthwhile making a shinui that I said to you before you were laughing at. Put the mayonnaise in before the tuna. Then I thought that's ridiculous. Who needs that? But he's suggesting that the minute you put the mayonnaise into the tuna, there's already some kind of a coming together through the medium of the mayonnaise. Is it true? I can't say for sure. If it's true, if you switch the order around, if you're convinced that it's not true, then you have no problem with the way you do it on a typical weekday. I've also said, Blineta, tomorrow I'm going to try to finish up these sugyas of Lush, and I hope to start the next malacha of Malabin. Are you all finished around the Makomas and Lush? Almost finished? So I'm going to hopefully have this new Makomas by tomorrow. The Seattle Fair enough.